This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember, we are gearing up for National Blood Donation Week. Unfortunately, we are expecting blood supply shortages during the summer. And even though National Blood Donation Week occurs in September, for those of you that want to host a blood drive, now is the time to start thinking about it and getting in contact with me or your local blood bank so we could set up a blood mobile at your office. Again, the last thing we want is to have a disaster happen, such as what happened with the Pulse nightclub shooting, where they needed blood now, and so many states who were already depleted in their blood supply had to send it to Orlando, and understandably so, and, there was a lot of panic, and as would be with any mass shooting or any catastrophe. So, if you guys could donate blood, we would really, really appreciate it. And hopefully we're getting the NFL involved this year. We will see. Details coming soon. All right, guys. So a lot to talk about. Boy, we got a lot to talk about. All right. As the opioid epidemic has skyrocketed, so has hepatitis C cases. They say new hepatitis C infections have tripled. And they say due to the opioid epidemic, not because everybody's getting tattoos or more people are having sex, they actually blame this triple hike due to opioid epidemic. So we'll talk about that. NHS hospitals or hospitals in England have been hit by a, quote, large-scale ransomware attack, such that operations have had to be canceled, ambulances diverted, right, health workers locked out of their systems, and thus the NHS system has been telling people to avoid going to the emergency room if they need to. This is just one of the many troubles that have been plaguing that system, and we have a lot to learn watching what happens to them. Same thing could be happening to us, and as we see, cyber attacks, ransomware attacks that have been happening, we've seen more and more on our soil in terms of hospitals and medical centers saying, look, we've been breached. I think one hospital had to close down temporarily because of such a breach, and the bad guys and girls holding the medical records ransom. Very frightening stuff. We have parasites that could be lurking in our sushi. We're going to talk about which nematode that we need to think about and be careful. We're seeing a lot of women from, you know, kind of freaked out about that story that came out a while back with breast implants, where some breast implants may put you at risk for a rare type of lymphoma. And so I guess some stars like Victoria Beckham and Sharon Osbourne have had breast reductions. I believe we're being told that Victoria Beckham had her implants removed. And it prompted me to think about, you know, women with larger breasts, are they at higher risk for breast disease? And is there an argument for breast reduction? One of my listeners asked about going through a breast reduction and if insurance would cover it. We're going to talk about when they do and when they don't. And, you know, wouldn't a breast reduction be better for one's health because you're taking away fat? So we'll talk about that. I don't want everybody starting to get breast reductions. We got more superfoods. I know a lot of you guys are just in the superfoods. We got some more superfoods to what your body could use. And some of you guys could afford some of these things. See, it's a lot cheaper to get a banana. It seems to be more expensive to get these fancy berries. All right. And Brazil has announced an end to the Zika virus public health emergency. All right. So is the epidemic over? And why are they saying this now when we haven't even gotten into mosquito season. So as you can see, we've got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Brazil has declared an end to its public health emergency over the Zika virus. However, the doctors have warned that victims of the disease must not be forgotten, as thousands of babies had been born with microcephaly, the small head, the lack of ability for the brain to develop, hence stunted development, seizures, delayed speech skills, and a whole syndrome of congenital birth defects that unfortunately happened because of the Zika virus. Adelson Cavalcante, the Secretary for Surveillance at Brazil's Health Ministry, said the end of the emergency does not mean the end of surveillance or assistance. The health ministry and other organizations involved in this area will maintain a policy of fighting Zika, dengue, and chikungunya. All of these diseases are carried by the Aedes aegypti mosquito, or the Aegypti mosquito, and Brazil has been battling to eradicate this since the start of Zika to stop the spread. From January to mid-April, the health ministry recorded 95% fewer cases than during the same period last year. So this is why they feel confident that they could announce this. Okay, even though we're not technically into full-blown mosquito season yet, that we usually see spring into fall, the fact that they saw fewer cases from January to mid-April than we did last year means they could announce some good news. The World Health Organization has warned that Zika is here to stay despite the decline of cases and continued efforts and needs to fight the disease. Adriana Milo, the Brazilian doctor who raised alarm early in the outbreak, said the official lifting has been expected, but we cannot forget the victims. So I guess if you remember, Brazil was the epicenter. Back in 2015, there was this huge global alert. We had the Brazil Olympics, right, in 2016, which freaked us out. And, you know, that obviously, you know, brought a whole bunch of concern because not only could you get Zika from a mosquito bite, but you could transmit it sexually. And we didn't want people coming back to the United States with Zika, mosquitoes here in the United States, latching onto you, spreading it to somebody else. And we did have some endemic cases, that occurred. And so, you know, the travel warnings, you know, may start to be lifted, but I would say let's use caution and see what happens. The World Health Organization did lift their emergency in November. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Should women with big breasts get reductions? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to. is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so we have a couple topics here, kind of blending when it comes to our breasts. Now, first, we have the subject of removing your breast implants if you have them. The other subject we have is, if you do have large breasts, would it be in your best interest to have a reduction because they're big, they're extra weight, and what sort of medical complications could you be at risk for having big breasts? So let's kind of break this down, and I'll tell you what I think. So first, let's talk about what's been going on with the women with implants. So apparently a medical headline had come out saying that we are seeing more women taking their breast implants out and they are preferring a more natural look. They say Victoria Beckham and Sharon Osbourne are just a few of the stars who have announced that they had their quote-unquote explants rather than implants, explants, okay? So ditching larger breasts have a more natural physique. A big concern that many people had was that there could be a very small risk of cancer when it came to breast implants. Now, we talked about that. We talked about the FDA had, I believe, early in February, announced that nine women had died from anaplastic large cell lymphoma, possibly associated with the breast implant use. They had received a total of 359 reports of this type of cancer, which is kind of a rare type of Hodgkin lymphoma, and nine of whom died as of February 1st, 2017. I don't have the latest numbers, though, as of now. And 6 years ago, the World Health Organization suggested a link. 2011, the FDA identified a possible link between cancer and implants. In 2016, the Australian Therapeutic Goods Administration reported 46 cases with three deaths related to implants. And so the FDA looked at this, and they looked at reports depending on implant type, etc. They looked at the textured implants versus the smooth, okay? And they found that textured implants seemed to have higher cases than the smooth. Then when it came to silicone and saline, apparently the silicone appeared to be worse than the saline. So a textured silicone, which seems to be one of the most cosmetic and one of the best implants out there, unfortunately appeared to carry the higher risk, even though the risk was very, very small. But no implant type, whether it was saline or smooth or whatever, was free of the risk. Now, people thought, well, maybe if you have implants, you're going to be at higher risk of breast cancer. That was not found. All right. There has been concern that the implant could block a radiologist from viewing the whole breast on mammography. But we just have not seen a huge surge of people who have had implants, unfortunately, be told that it obscured the cancer and it was too late. We haven't heard of those cases yet. I'm not saying they're not out there. Okay? So now we have women looking at, you know, taking their implants out. Now, I was kind of concerned about getting an implant. I haven't needed implants. I mean, I had a very interesting third grade year as a result of my breasts. So, you could say I've been blessed. However, sometimes with lift surgeries, they'll put an implant in, you know, to help with the contour and shape. I never wanted an implant because when you take them out, you know, do you just go back to your natural size? No. Your breast could be smaller. It could look a little bit more droopy, etc. And so many times if you are going to consider getting an implant taken out, you're going to have a lift procedure that helps bring up the skin, prevent some of the sagging temporarily. You'll still sag, even with, you know, breast lifts. Eventually you do sag. But some of these lift surgeries allow there to be more taut or tightness in the breast such that it looks a little bit more natural. And they say 40,000 women had breast explants last year. Okay? Nothing new put in. Just take it out. I'm done. And you want to know what? It's very interesting because in the 90s and the early 2000s, it looked like everybody had huge implants. And now we're, you know, you see less. And I think people want to look smaller. I think having big breasts are a pain in the butt. They say last year there were close to 300,000 procedures of breast augmentation, which increased from 2015, according to the American Society of Plastic Surgeons. So even though we're still seeing more and more women want it, it just doesn't seem to be as practical. And I think a lot of people are freaked out about, you know, whether having breast cancer and, you know, not being able to see it. So what about those of us who are naturally large? All right. You know, and obviously, you know, you have glandular tissue, you have fat tissue. Are we more at risk of having breast cancer or other health risks? Well, for many of us, we get neck pain, we get back pain, we get rashes. My personal experience, what happens to me is I knock over things in my studio. And that costs a lot of money, right? When you start knocking over equipment. So, big breasts, you know, to me have always been a pain. But what about some medical studies looking at health risks? So in 2012, Gade et al. Wrote in the issue, Breast, wrote in the, there's a journal called Breast. No pictures, guys, sorry. The incidence of breast cancer was also found to be higher in women with larger breasts than in the combined population. So when they were looking at a study for the sensitivity and specificity of mammogramming in large breasts, they did find that breast cancer appeared to be higher in women with larger breasts. But the good news is that they found that the mammograms did a better job if you had larger breasts. That was surprising. 2012, Erickson and colleagues identified genetic variants linked to breast size and breast cancer risk. Now, this is what we talked about on the show a few years back, where everybody freaked out that having bigger breasts meant breast cancer. And according to this one study, to clarify, they said, look, no, what happened is the same genes that could promote large breasts may also be the same genes involved in more severe breast cancer. So that's what that looked at. In 2015, Dr. Kakir and colleagues discussed how women who removed glandular breast tissue during a reduction or reconstruction were at less risk of breast cancer, and the mammogram sensitivity increased. So with this study in 2015, a lot of people started to scratch their head, going, wait a second, maybe I should start having a breast reduction. Throw that on top of that, 2017, obesity was increased to linked to an increase in multiple cancers, I think 11, and of course breast was one of them, ovarian, kidney, colon, etc. And we've known that obesity has been associated with, heart disease, stroke, etc., and people with larger breasts seem to have a larger BMI. Now, but how much weight does the breast actually hold? So U.S. lingerie company Genie created a chart, and they said an A cup weighed 236 grams, which was the equivalent of two chipmunks. A B cup weighed 447 grams, which was the equivalent of five cocktails. A C cup weighed 531 grams, which was the equivalent of a newborn polar bear cub. Okay, that kind of sounds heavy. D cups weighed 758, the equivalent of a duck? A Ouijin duck? I don't know. E cups, 1,000 grams, equivalent to the Netherland dwarf rabbit, and F cups, 1,100 pounds, or 1,100 grams, equivalent to 1 3-month-old Persian kitten. Now, the Japanese branch of the company also posted some graphics, and they did something very similar with pancakes. And they showed somebody with F breasts having to, you know, carry huge, large, stacks of pancakes. So here's the problem, though. Breast weight is difficult to say because it all depends on how dense you are, the glandular tissue, the fat, etc. But I don't think, if anybody asks and said, look, this is what I'm thinking of doing. Personally, I don't think you're going to lose that much weight. Remember, your weight is going to deposit whether you get liposuction, whether you get breast reduction surgery, etc. So removing the breast for that respect, no. You also could have internal scarring when you have tissue. And that internal scarring could unfortunately possibly impede, a radiologist from, seeing an abnormality that could be on breast exam. Plus, you got risks with surgery. You got scars, you got cosmetic deformity, infection. There could be anesthesia complications, bleeding, blood clots, etc. So what I always tell people is, look, if you're at higher risk for, if you're at higher risk for breast cancer, all right, then you want to discuss, it with your medical provider. But if you're at low risk, nah. Mind you, I know there's issues with neck pain, back pain, etc. And in the next segment, we'll talk about why insurance would pay for breast reduction surgery, what seems to be allowed. But I would say if you're really worried about your, quote, overall health, just watch your diet, eat right, exercise regularly, get your regular checkups. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, Scott on Facebook wants to know, what about man boobs? All right, let's first talk about when insurance will pay for breast reduction, and then we'll talk a little bit about, quote-unquote, man boobs. There's gynecomastia and there's pseudo-gynecomastia that we need to talk about. So you guys are going to learn something today. Woohoo! Yeah, you are. All right, so first, you know what? If that's what you guys are interested in, what's the difference between pseudo-gynecomastia and gynecomastia? Gynecomastia is where you have excess breast tissue. Women can have gynecomastia. Lord knows, I got some major gynecomastia. Men can have gynecomastia. That's where you actually make breast tissue. It could be hormone-induced, genetics, and with breast tissue, you could be at risk for breast cancer. Pseudogynecomastia is fat within the chest wall. And this pseudogynecomastia looks like breasts in men, but it's fat. Now, you guys need to know that because if your insurance covers, quote, gynecomastia, and you go, good, well, that's what I have, which layman people call man boobs. And it's not that at all. You don't have breast tissue. It's fat. It's more of a cosmetic issue. Your insurance may not pay for that. So there's a good chance that the majority of people that are concerned about their, you know, their quote-unquote breast enlargement has been pseudogynecomastia the whole time. So how do you get insurance to pay for that? Well, if it poses a serious health risk, then the insurance may cover it. But if you don't have breast tissue, if you are not at risk for breast cancer, then we're talking about males, they may not cover it. So let's look at, I pulled up Aetna here, all right? So Aetna Insurance, which I don't know now how, you know, applicable this is, as Aetna's pulling out of all the Obamacare insurance exchanges. So we, you know, for those of you that are planning on getting your insurance through a marketplace, you won't be able to through Aetna. However, Aetna, I believe, is still providing, you know, work, employer-related policies and policies off the exchanges. They do have a policy in regards to reduction mammoplasty. And that's what it's called when you have your breast reduced, okay? They say Aetna considers breast reduction surgery medically necessary for, quote, non-cosmetic indications for women age 18 or older or for whom growth is complete, breast size stable over 1 year, when any of the other criteria is met. So, again, they don't necessarily say men, but they say women age 18 or older or for whom growth is complete. So it kind of implies this is a women surgery they're covering. Macromastia, okay, is when all of the criteria have to be met. So you can't say, oh, I got upper back pain. You have to have all of the following. You have to have cysts in at least two of the anatomical body areas below, directly attributed to your macromastia, which is large boobs, and affecting daily activity for at least 1 year. So do you have headaches? Now, I have headaches. Do you have pain in the neck? I do. Do you have pain in the shoulders? Yep. Do you have pain in the upper back? Yep. Do you have kyphosis documented by x-rays? Now, you see, they had to put an objective finding in there because anybody could walk in saying, yeah, I hurt. And a lot of us get headaches and neck pain and shoulder pain. It's not because of our breasts. But if you have kyphosis, such that you have a alteration in the way your spine is positioned, and it's kind of lunched forward, kyphosis is where you're hunched forward. That is an objective finding on x-ray. You have pain, discomfort, ulceration from bra straps, cutting into shoulders, skin breakdown like infection, tissue necrosis, ulceration, hemorrhage from overlying breast tissue, upper extremity paresthesias, and, okay, so you have to have at least two of those, okay? And you have to have photographic documentation confirming severe breast hypertrophy. So there goes your privacy, all right? You know, somebody's got to look at the boobs. There's a reasonable likelihood that the member's symptoms are primarily due to macromastia and a reduction would result in the improvement of chronic pain, and pain symptoms persist as documented for at least a 3-month trial after you have tried the following. So you have to prove that for 3 months you've tried the following. Anti-inflammatories. Are you telling me that my Motrin is going to help me with my boobs? But they're hoping that the Motrin would help with the neck and the back pain. But if you're having major kyphosis, Motrin won't help. NSAIDs won't help. If you've had dermatologic therapy of your ulcers, necrosis, and refractory infection. So you have to show proof that you went to the dermatologist. If you had physical therapy, exercises, posturing maneuvers, supportive devices like a proper bra support or wider bra straps, if you had chiropractic care or osteopathic manipulative treatment, I mean, I'm married to a chiropractor, and he could say, yeah, but see, my husband doesn't want anything done with my boobs. Press. If you've undergone a medically supervised weight loss program, If you've had an orthopedic or spinal surgeon evaluate your spine pain, by the time you've paid for all this, it's cheaper just, you know, pay for yourself. And, okay, all the criteria have to be met. In addition to that, women 40 years of age or older have to have a mammogram that was negative for cancer performed within the last 2 years of planned reduction, because they don't want to, you know, be responsible if you later get breast cancer and somebody blames you for that. So now they say 2 years, because now what we're doing is we're mammogramming every 2 years. And there's more. The surgeon estimates that at least the following amounts in grams of breast tissue will be removed from each breast, based on the member's body surface area. So they look at the body surface area of the breast and then the grams that would be removed. And the grams go up to about 1,000 grams, which is 1 kilogram. And 1 kilogram is a couple pounds. So you see, it's not a lot of weight. All right. Okay, so there. Now, we've talked about the skin, like fungal infections count. Okay. The condition must be not unresponsive to, see, most fungal infections people get from large breasts. You can take some cream and the cream makes it go away. You have to show that for 6 months it didn't work. They say Aetna considers liposuction only reduction mammoplasty, experimental and investigational. So they don't want you getting liposuction. Gigantomastia of pregnancy. Oh, that was me. A member has gigantomastia of pregnancy if they've also had infection, hemorrhage, tissue necrosis, ulceration, asymmetry, etc. Now, what about gynecomastia surgery? They say Aetna considers breast reduction, surgical mastectomy, liposuction for gynecomastia, either unilateral or bilateral, a cosmetic procedure. They say medical therapy should be aimed at correcting any reversible cause. Hence, if you have a, let's say, prolactin-secreting tumor causing your gynecomastia, they say there is insufficient evidence that surgical removal is more effective than conservative management for pain due to gynecomastia. So men, you could be out of luck, especially if most of your gynecomastia is pseudo-gynecomastia. So now, I know that's just one insurance company, so that's Aetna, okay? They say gynecomastia is a very common concern of male adolescents. 60 to 70% is a male. Of males develop transient subareolar breast tissue during their adolescence. It could be from testosterone imbalance, prolactin levels, abnormal serum binding, protein levels, etc. So you got the idiopathic, which the adolescents get, and then you have the type 2, which is a more generalized breast enlargement that starts to fall near the pseudogynecomastia that has excessive fat tissue. Or you can have prominent pecs. So a lot of guys come in going, you know, look, are these my pecs? You could feel the muscle. If you got large pecs, yeah, it's going to look like you have breasts in a way. Gynecomastia, though, remember, could also be drug-induced. So for those of you that take speed, if you smoke pot, that could also be causing that. Okay? There's a lot of medicines, antidepressants that could do that as well. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Speaks
speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOC, the D-A-L-I. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks again to Blake, who is working the dials. We really do appreciate it. All right, guys. So why such all this hullabaloo and all this excitement over quote-unquote superfoods? And superfoods started to make themselves, people have been talking about superfoods for decades. You know, oh, you got to eat this food. This is what you need. Grapefruit was a big superfood. You know, in the 1980s. But basically, the definition of a superfood is something that is so packed with so many amazing vitamins or immune stimulators, etc., that it is better than any vitamin out there, and it's natural, and it's easy to eat. Okay, see, nobody ever says a vegetable lasagna with extra mushrooms is a superfood. Usually when they talk about superfood, they talk about something that you could grab and you could stick in your mouth. Okay? So I guess we have 8 new superfoods here. I don't know if some of these are super new, but we have 8 superfoods talked about in the latest article here. This comes from Healthista. Right? And kale is not on the list. Whew! Good, because I do not eat kale. I think kale used to be a superfood for years in the early 2000s. Everybody had to have kale, you know, and then it sucked. And there's like, okay. All right. So black currant. They say it's the new beetroot. Black currant are going to take the stage 2017 of being the superfood of the year due to its nitric oxide content. All right. They have found muscle and fat-burning benefits of beetroot. This nitric oxide seems to relax the blood vessels, allowing more perfusion. Okay? They say rich in antioxidants known as the anthocyanins. That's what gives it the dark color. Black currants are being hailed as the new beetroot because of their effects on muscle recovery. Was beetroot, like, big? You know, like orange is the new black? I mean, it was beetroot, like, supposed to be some, I had no idea. I talk about these superfood stories all the time, and then I just go back and eat my carbs. I mean, please. Anyway, they say university studies have tested New Zealand black currant extract. Taken in supplement form for a concentrated dose, it increased fat loss by up to a third during exercise. Ooh, I better pay attention to this one. It may also dilate the body's blood vessels, which I just told you, resulting in up to a 20% increased blood flow and nutrient and oxygen delivery to cells. See, you guys are surprised that I know stuff. I know stuff. I don't understand why these articles don't interview me. I know the stuff. They do have a black currant supplement that it looks like they're pushing, so I don't want to, I don't want to push any products. But that is interesting with black currant. Another thing that they have here is called Mackay berries or Mackie berries. They're Chilean. They're rich in vitamin C and anthocyanins, which are antioxidants. And they have the purple pigment, the Mackay berries. And those, they say purple pigment is also associated with anti-aging. Purple people eater. Purple pigment. They taste slightly bitter, but they come with a nutritional punch, they say. Plus, it's great to take if you want skin benefits like vitamin C, which has been shown to help promote the formation of new collagen in the skin. So apparently, Mackie berries are sold in a variety of different places. Next, watermelon seeds. Now, I hate watermelon, not because I dislike the watermelon taste. I could have a watermelon margarita all day long. But because I don't like to stop eating to spit out a seed. Okay? Don't interrupt my flow of eat. And that's what these seeds do. You know, you take a bite, and then all of a sudden, you got to stop everything. You got to move your tongue. And you gotta, prevent the seed from going down the gullet. And then you gotta bring it to the front where you could take the seed out of your mouth. No. Do not interrupt my flow of eat. And that's what watermelon seeds do. Okay, but they say that watermelon seeds could be healthy as well. Then there's something called shaga mushrooms. Okay, they lost me at shaga, and then they lost me at mushrooms. They're bitter, they're pungent, but apparently they're medicinal. They're supposed to help the immune system, have antimicrobial, antioxidant properties, and so shaga mushrooms. You guys can go play with those and let me know what you think. Algae fats. Are you kidding me? There's something called algae fats. This is from Healthista. They say vegetarians and vegans who wanted to supplement with essential omega-3 fats had few options more than flax seeds. But these do not provide omega-3 fats like the EPA and the DHA, found only in oily fish and not made by the body, hence essential fatty acids. Algae is rich in these substances. It's not animal-based, so for those of you who are vegan or vegetarian, it appears to be a great omega-3 source for those who avoid animal products. Eating algae. How do you guys do it, you vegans and vegetarians? I know, in all seriousness, I admire you guys. But how do you not... pull over the car to a screeching halt, in front of an Outback Steakhouse. How do you drive by an Outback without stopping? I don't get that. How do you go out with friends? See, here's my thing with self-control. If I go out with friends and somebody orders a succulent, meaty, you know, prime rib or, I don't know, T-bone or New York strip that's still sizzling on the plate, maybe medium or medium rare with the juices oozing from it, you know, because well-done steaks are dry. So it has to be an oozing, juicy, bubbly steak that's just sitting there sizzling right in front of you. How do you, as a vegan, look away? How do you cover your nose and look down at your plate of algae and shaga mushrooms? I admire you guys. That has got to be some damn good self-control. I hope you live long, and I hope, you know, because it's a lot of effort. It's a lot of work, and I really, you know, hope you guys, you know, definitely enjoy the benefit of that. You know, people like me, I unfortunately probably not going to live as long because we really like our steaks. I don't eat steak a lot, but I mean, I have to have it once in a while. Nut oils. They say nut butters that were big in the 2016 have spurned a new breed of fancy cold-pressed nut oils like almond, cashew, walnut, and hazelnut. They're pungent, strong-tasting, so you only need a little bit. Even avocado oil could be used. So cold-pressed nut oil. That's somebody making money there. You know what? Give me your nuts. I will compress them down, drip out the oil, and sell you the oil of the nuts. I don't know. I just don't know if you're getting as much bang for your buck with that one. Let me see. They're talking about, quote, plant food by artificial intelligence. They say plant-based diets are set to explode into the mainstream next year. And veganism has grown a staggering 360% in the last decade. They say plant-based versions of mainstream products will emerge, like the new botanical-based non-alcoholic distilled spirit called Seed Lip. I don't know. But the artificial intelligence algorithm is said to understand food at a molecular level as well as human taste and texture preferences. So I guess there's going to be, from this AI company, a lot more products that are supposed to be. Like, for example, like sweeteners. There's going to be a new group of sweeteners that may actually feed the good bacteria in the gut as opposed to hurting the good bacteria. So Healthista, if you want to read more, read it there. You know, these multitasking sweeteners, I think are going to be, I don't want to call it a superfood, but something to watch for. All right. Nobody seems to be very hip on eating artificial created versions of sucralose and saccharin, et cetera. But these new groups of sweeteners that they want to make, all right, that, you know, for example, that can incorporate insulin, which is in chickpeas and chicory root, bananas, and asparagus, can maybe become concentrated and used as a sweetener. We'll tell you more about it as we get more research. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.